The 2012 flagbearer of the PNC, Alassane Ayariga, has taken a swipe at the CPP leadership for unilaterally going ahead to launch their manifesto. Mr. Ayariga told Radio Ghana that the decision of the CPP is not only a betrayal of trust in their unity talks, but also the lack of willingness to forge ahead as one family to prosecute this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. He spoke to George Ankra.
Ghanaians are aware that the PNC and the CPP have engaged themselves in the major talks, and the major talks is to unite the Nkrumah's front. Along the line went, the talks are still going. The CPP, somewhere last 2 weeks, went ahead to launch their manifesto without informing the leadership of the PNC. And I think that that was some kind of a level of misunderstanding between the two parties, or some kind of breach of confidence or disappointment in their leadership. Because if some two political parties are engaging themselves into major talks, I see it as a betrayal when one goes ahead to launch a manifesto without inviting the other, or without telling the other party that, look, even though we are having major talks, but we want to launch our manifesto. But launching of manifesto is part of the major talks, because at the end of the day, if the two political parties decide to come together, that will mean that they will have one manifesto, right?
The flagbearer of the PNC, Alassane Ayariga, talking to George Ankra.
The general secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says Mr. Ayariga is not being fair to the CPP. He said the launch of the manifesto by the CPP is a normal exercise, adding that negotiations are still ongoing between selected committee members of both parties. According to him, a merger of unity between the two parties is dear to the CPP and must not be discarded.
I think that my good brother is not being entirely fair on us. The CPP went to its National Congress in September last year and then recently held its Presidential Congress in May of this year. In between that, the PNC also elected Haruna Ayariga as their candidate. Now, both parties during that period have also been going about their normal activities. So even PNC have held campaign activities. Mr. Ayariga even had a large media event launching his own campaign office. They've been doing many things, which is very good. At the same time, too, prior to even our own presidential congress, since the beginning of the year, we have been engaged in our parliamentary primaries around the country, whilst obviously trying to, you know, avoid areas where we know PNC may have strong candidates. So the manifesto launch, or the production of our manifesto, was just one of the activities that we had as part of the process of things we were doing. And after we elected our candidates, we, because we had decided that we are very serious about this unity, formed a unity committee made up of a number of senior members of the party. And that unity committee then embarked upon some discussions with also a unity committee that the People's National Convention has established. And negotiations have been going well. The discussions have been very cordial and everything has been working well, and they have even requested that neither the leadership of the party should comment or say anything about the process whilst they continue with their discussions, which will lead to hopefully some kind of positive result.
Ivor Greenstreet is the general secretary of the CPP.